Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning, I have Search Health Educator Specialist Amanda Roberts here to talk about the Search February Health Challenge, Heart Matters. Amanda, thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So there's always fun challenges coming on with Search as different ways to get people engaged with their health and being proactive and making their whole body, their whole lives better. And February, oh my gosh, February starting tomorrow means a new challenge. So what is Heart Matters? What's that focusing on?
Yeah, I'm so excited you asked. This is my favorite program that we offer. It absolutely is just my favorite. And so many folks think of February, they think of romance and love. And of course, as I was talking with you earlier, Erin, love makes the world go round, but it's also really crucial to be around as long as we possibly can for our loved ones. So our biological heart health is really important too. And so February is actually Heart Health Month. So we really jumped on that theme and thought about, let's make a fun program where people can set a variety of goals. There's a full spectrum of goals that you can set that can address your heart health. And it's just a matter of taking a few steps, maybe a few little changes in your daily routines that can make a big impact and help prevent things like heart disease. Again, heart disease is still one of the leading causes of death in the U.S. And so this is just a way to get folks to think preventatively, get in tune with their body, get in tune with their heart, and set some goals.
Yeah, and when we were talking before coming into the studio here, the cool thing about this challenge is there's not really, it's not a narrow way by which you can participate. It's not that, the only way you can truly participate is by doing only X type of activity. This is a way to better your heart health. Could be drinking more water. It could be exercising more. It could be trying to lower your blood pressure. It could be managing stress. It could be so many different things. So the way a person can participate can be so varied just based on the person.
Yeah, and that's why it's my favorite. You covered a whole spectrum. And again, really trying to get outside of the box of what people think of when they think of heart health is that, again, our body is so complex and everything communicates to each other. And there's so many aspects of your health that actually directly correlate to your heart health. Mm-hmm. And so it is very much a variety. And that's why I love this challenge specifically, is because it's so broad. So we can really kind of tailor, different resources and information. And also, we have such an amazing broad spectrum of providers that are just wealths of knowledge on a variety of different topics. And as far as healthcare goes, provide those needs. So that's also a way to connect folks in that way to the resources at Search.
Awesome. So, okay. So to sign up, pretty easy to do. You said you have flyers all over town with QR codes that people can sign up. They can also go to search.org/heartmatters in order to register. Once they've done that, how does one participate?
Yeah, so that'll take you straight to our webpage for Heart Matters. We actually have a page that's dedicated to Heart Matters. And there's just a few quick questions, a few quick clicks of the button, and you submit and you are registered. And once you're registered, you'll start receiving emails, group emails that go out that will kind of tune you into what's happening. We'll encourage folks to set a goal, like you said, anywhere in that spectrum to begin working on their heart health. And so basically you'll have there's a tracker sheet that you'll get to that you can print and have available. It's very helpful. You don't necessarily need to submit it to us, but you can keep it just to track for yourself, your progress that you're making daily. And then the end of each week, you'll receive an email with a link to prompt you to submit your progress. And you will be automatically entered in then for some prizes.
Mm. So extra encouragement.
Extra incentive, yes. And they're fun. The prizes are fun. So Yeah, so that's it. There's also another really fun resource for folks, and that are weekly Lunch and Learn Zooms. These are really, really awesome. And we've worked really hard, my team, to I work with the community wellness department, by the way, and they're just wonderful, wonderful team of people. And we work really hard to tailor this program each year. And we tried to find a variety of providers, healthcare professionals, to talk on different topics mm-hmm. related to heart health. So people could really pick and choose what they're interested in. And we have everything from a cardiologist, like a heart doctor. So exciting. We have cardiologists, and we're going to have one speak specifically on heart health. And that's what that person does. And then we also have a dietitian who's a colleague of mine. I was telling Aaron, he's super passionate about his job. We love him so much. He is incredibly intelligent and just a wealth of knowledge and loves to talk about his job. So we're super excited about that. Diet and health. I think debunking cholesterol myths is going to be kind of fun.
Ooh, yeah.
And then we're going to have someone with PT. And then also, what again, getting out of the scope. Okay, just a little pun, right? Scope, that's like the mouthwash, right?
Oh,
okay. Is that the brand, mouthwash?
Yes, it is.
Getting out of the scope of what we normally think of when we think about heart health is thinking about oral health and how it correlates to heart health.
Interesting.
Taking care
you wouldn't
of your teeth
imagine.
And gums.
Yeah.
Right. So really fun spectrum of topics. It's about a half an hour during the lunchtime. It's by Zoom. So wherever you are, smartphone, computer, people can tune in to whatever topic they're passionate about. I try to attend all of them.
Yeah.
And just to point out, my team actually participates in this too, alongside these folks. So we're doing it too. We love this program. I was just telling our marketing department is involved. She loves it. She's setting a goal to increase her water intake. She loves it. She's our social media guru. So please feel free to see our resources on Search Facebook page and also our Search Instagram page. So definitely follow our social media too, because there's always a plethora of really amazing information. And just to let folks know, this program runs all month. You can participate at any point, okay? So if you don't hear about this until a week in, please still join. You can join at any time. We don't turn anybody away. It's for the whole 28 days. It's at no cost to participants, and it's open to all age ranges, all capabilities, all across Southeast. So to anybody, totally open.
Awesome. I was going to say, just because February 1 starts tomorrow doesn't mean if you're not registered by tomorrow, you can't participate. You want as many people involved as possible.
Yeah.
It's structured so there's so many different ways to take those steps to better your health. So you can be around, like you're saying, be around as long as possible for your loved ones.
And it's also offering, in our emails, I work with my team weekly. We put together that content. We're very passionate about this. This is, like you were talking with me, this is not auto-generated mm-hmm. stuff. This is us sitting behind the scenes, little worker bees, putting together what content we feel will be as most helpful. And that is connecting folks to providers and resources at Search, as we have many. We have incredible providers over at Search. I cannot stress that enough. So connecting to people different departments and different healthcare needs at Search, but also just different informational resources too, to continue to educate themselves on heart health and really trying to get people what they need. If people reach out and say, hey, can I get more information on this? So we're going to do our research and we're going to try to put together some of the best resources we can find. And we also really like to... just kind of connect with people. I think it's a way to be able to just let folks know we care. We like to offer things that are fun, get outside of the normal scope of the day-to-day stuff.
Yeah. So to participate, it's really easy to do. Just a couple clicks. Either register by going to search.org/heartmatters or find one of the posters. Follow the QR code to register.
Go to our social media pages.
Yeah, go to the social media
Facebook,
pages.
Search, or our Instagram page. Yes, please tune in that way too. And I think we'll have information on the Lunch and Learn Zooms each week there
Perfect.
Too. So,
and then from there, all the information will come to you in your inbox with those truly curated emails with information that you guys think is actually going to be useful, not just
Absolutely.
Something to show up in your inbox, but something that'll actually prove helpful and help you along your journey to making steps closer to the goal and the healthy human that you'd like to be.
And very tailored goals. You know, one thing that's really important is encouraging folks to set goals that are going to be applicable to them, right? Because it's hard to be passionate about a goal if it's something that's kind of being pushed on you.
Right.
But if it's something that you're wanting to do and you can do it in a way that feels realistic to you and not biting off more than you can chew, is we talk about SMART goals quite a bit. And SMART goals stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and timely. So kind of keeping it in this framework of helping folks to really hone in on those goals to make it as specific as possible and really hone in on what they want to work on and then what's going to make it easiest for them and for them to buy in so that they're going to like really want to participate and stick through the whole program.
Absolutely.
So that's really important too.
Excellent. And shoot, I feel like, January, if you know, the start of the year, everyone has these grand ideas for resolutions, but it's also such a dark time, like quite literally, it's dark and cold and like, do I really have to make these grand changes that I had all these ideas about? But now we're coming into February, like we're here at the radio station and we can actually see sky. The sun is up. I feel like, I don't know.
The skies were pink. Like I came out and I'm like heart health, like heart matters, February,
I feel
pink.
Like February is a good time. Like if January was like, oh, I had these ideas for New Year's resolutions and whatnot, and it was seemingly hard to do of like, okay, well, we've gotten through the dark part of the year. Maybe now's the time of like, you know what? I can do this. And this is a great way to start.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Thinking about not just love and romance, but our biological heart health, preventative measures that reduce risks for heart disease, stroke, heart attacks, bringing down those risks, and also just making daily habits and changes that make you feel good about yourself. That's really the key too, is if it makes you feel good, it makes us happy. So, Search really cares about folks' health. And this is just one way I feel like that we can contribute and do something fun. And like you said, make it fun, you know, especially this time of year. The daylight is increasing and maybe folks will feel really hopeful and inspired. Yeah. And this is a way to tune into that.
Perfect. Well, Amanda Roberts, the health educator specialist, talking about the Heart Matters program kicking off tomorrow, February 1st. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
It was a pleasure.